Can you give him a hand praise if he's worthy? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Eternal God, Father in heaven, thou art holy. You're righteous. You're worthy. We thank you, O God, for your presence today. We thank you, God, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask that we would continue to feed upon thy word, for your word is truth. Touch our minds and our hearts, that we would be able to apply your word in every fiber of our being. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to John, beginning at the 26th verse, we find these words. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. At the foot of the cross, Jesus saw his mother and his disciple, John. And he looked upon her and he saw the burden and the grief and the sorrow. And he directed John to become her son. When God removes a comfort from us, he raises up another for us. So her grieving heart reached out to the disciple that Jesus loved. And so there was a new relation that God had developed, a relation for his beloved mother to be with his beloved disciple. And the Bible says that he went home with her. Now, why was John chosen and not the half-brothers and sisters of Jesus? And it was because that they had not accepted the fact, they had not been convinced that Jesus was the Messiah. So why John and not the other disciples? The Bible does not explain, it does not go into detail, but it was an honor, it was a testimony of his good thinking, his ability to reason, and his common sense. And it was a testimony to his faithfulness and his obligation to duty. It was John who was at all of the trials. It was John who was at the cross. And after the resurrection, it was John who was at the empty tomb. It was John who became the pillar of the early church. He was inspired to write 3 letters to the early church. He went to prison for the cause of Christ. And he was inspired to write the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation. What God has put in place with his providence The enemy tries to take evil and destruction, and he meant it for destruction. But God took all of the evil and destruction, and he made it work out for good. For my good and for your good. Even when Jesus was in excruciating pain, even when he was suffering, he provided and displayed providence. Providence is the forward thinking, the being in the position and the capacity to care for, to preserve and prepare. It's forethought. He was still in control. Providence is the hand of God in the glove of history. Providence is the ability where God takes everything that he's created and he takes it and blends it all together and makes it happen based upon his design and what it was created for. Providence is God sitting behind the steering wheel of time. Whatever you may be going through, God will work it out for good. Even at the foot of the cross, God was taking all of his providence power. All of the calamity and sorrow and pain, God knew it beforehand how to work it all together for good. When Mary was looking up at Jesus, she was in sorrow and pain. Can you imagine seeing your son bleeding? Can you imagine an innocent person standing there whose nails were in his hands and feet? And it was difficult for her. It was hard for her. It was hard to see her whole world crumbling before her very eyes. It's hard for us when we see our issues and problems, how we are whipped with financial burdens and beat up with sickness and disease. Whipped and beaten for raising our children and our wayward children and people that abuse us and deny us and lie and cheat. And sometimes we have the tendency of looking at all of life's troubles and we lose hope and we want to throw in the towel. It was hard for them. It was difficult for them. Professional boxers have no thought or no sense of giving up. They fight. They continue to fight in spite of what their condition might be. They've been trained to fight and be aggressive and assertive. But the professionals that are in the corner with the fighter, their job is to advise and direct the fighter to victory. And oftentimes there are at least three people, three professionals in the corner, the manager, the doctor, and the trainer. And even when things get tight and when it appears that he is being beaten, he cannot climb out of the ring. He must take direction from the team in the corner. But when things get to the point where it appears that the fighter has no more momentum, has no more strength, it's up to the three in the corner to stop the fight. And what they typically do is take a towel and they throw the towel in the ring and the referee stops the fight immediately. In all of his burden, the fighter is always motivated and always encouraged by his team in the corner that he would fight to victory. God's providence is designed for his purpose for me and for you. Things may get tough, but don't throw in the towel yet. Because you see, just like the boxer has three in his corner, we have three in our corner. We have God the Father who says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" And we have the Son, the second person of the Trinity, in our corner. And Jesus said that all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. So don't throw in the towel yet. We also have the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, who imparts us with power. The one who gives us liberty. The one who teaches us all things. The one who comforts us. So don't throw in the towel yet. You see, the Bible says that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. So don't throw in the towel yet. The psalmist says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So don't throw in the towel yet. Don't throw it in. The psalmist says that I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Don't throw the towel in yet. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They should run and not grow weary. He should walk and not faint. Don't throw in the towel yet, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. Because you see, there were 3 days left, only 3 days before the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Amen.